Cold Spring Harbor is a not-for-profit research institute, degree granting now, so it has a graduate school. It is a small research institute that's over 100 years old. A long time ago in its history, it was a marine biological laboratory type place. It's located in New York, out on Long Island, about an hour east of Manhattan, up on the North Shore, right on the water. So essentially, it did a lot of marine research for a while, and then over the years transitioned into a place that is really focused on cancer, neuroscience, and genetics, and a lot of plant biology as well. And so it has probably something like 40 or 50 faculty members. Since it's small, they're not really departments so much, but there's a president, Bruce Stillman, and then just lots of different faculty members that work there that have, you know, graduate students in the labs from the graduate school there. And there's also an affiliation with Stony Brook University, where I did my graduate studies. And so some of the students are from Stony Brook, and there are lots of postdocs there, and, you know, lots of technicians, just like any other lab, and other people that work there. And a lot of money comes from grants, just like any other place. But one of the things that kind of sets Cold Spring Harbor apart is a lot of money comes in from private donations. It's an incredibly wealthy area, and there's a just longstanding friendliness with the community and the people that live there in supporting the lab. And so it was always an interesting place to be, because you'd have lots of people touring the lab constantly, and there were constant tours given by generally grad students. The grounds are maintained beautifully. Lots of the trees and bushes have these, you know, placards on them telling you, you know, what they are. It's very, very nice. There's a tennis court, volleyball court, gym. They do everything they can to not have any reason for anybody to leave. And what's also, you know, really great about it is that there is a huge conference series. So Cold Spring Harbor holds really important meetings all throughout most of the year these days. So any given time of year, there are, you know, experts in the field on any given subject that are giving talks that are open to anyone who's at Cold Spring Harbor. And you'll see these people walking around, and they'll be at the bar, which is on campus, or the cafeteria, and at the poster session. So it's a great opportunity for people that work there to kind of be exposed to every aspect of science, and to, you know, to meet interesting people. And there are also courses that are taught at Cold Spring Harbor generally throughout the summers on a wide range of topics that have been going on for 50, 60, 70 years.